بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, I requested to share a few words of advice for myself and for all of us. Mudhakara reminder is beneficial for all of us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, it's a happy occasion of nikah. We have, mashallah, a young bride and a young bridegroom getting together in the pleasure of Allah, in the muhabbat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And as we hear from our seniors, when Masihul Khan Sahib Rahimah used to say, ke nikah karna asan hai. To make nikah is very easy. Nikah ko nibahna, ye mushkil baat hai. To look after the nikah, this is difficult. How to look after the nikah, how to look after the wife, look after the house. It's a whole package of responsibilities. And how many a young man or a young girl is ready for this? How many of us are speaking at home about it, that you have to get married soon? The girl is of age. So just a few points come to mind, we would like to share with the brothers also, where many youngsters come, they speak to us, challenges they are facing, what they are going through. Many a times as adults, we pass the expiry date, so to say. So we don't realize what they are going through right now. And because of the culture, and because of our lifestyle, at a very young age, we've been exposed to many big things, which before we weren't exposed to. Now with the holidays, sometimes extravagant holidays, and the young man, the young boy is taken out somewhere, the young girl is taken out, they're exposed, they are seeing things. And remember, when it comes to this worldly life, there are very dark avenues Allah Ta'ala has kept as a test for mankind not to get involved in them. And amongst those avenues is only the avenue of gambling, zina, pornography, and all the haram avenues. And the reality is, my dear brothers, once a child is exposed to these things, then it becomes a jihad and a struggle till mort. To remain clean from those avenues, not to get more involved. So we are taking them to avenues, they are getting exposed. And we feel, and we say commonly in our language also, Aju nallo che, he's still small, what does he know? Many parents tells me also, my son is 17, 18, what does he know? So I ask the respective father, when you were 16, 17, I'm sure you were in dorm. He said, I knew everything. So what about your son then? That was that zamana, that time, no cell phone. Now we can imagine, already before reaching the age of bulugh and maturity, they know everything already. And then we hear commonly, she's still young to get married. But the reality is, whether 16 or 17, and then there's no talk of nikah in the home. And this was common before, among the old people. The girl is getting 14, 15, already preparing her mind. Just now you get married. Inshallah, a good proposal comes for you. But the language has changed. You have to get your degree first. You have to study first. You've got to finish your matric first. There's no talk of nikah. That is why my Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says that one of those type of background, Allah Ta'ala guide us, young girl got married, wasn't prepared for nikah also. And after 1 week she phones her father, said, please come pick me up. Say, what happened? He says, the language he's using on me. Papa, you can't believe it. Say, what you mean in 1 week? Yes. The four letter words and the five letter words he's using on me. So what is he telling you? He says, I must cook, I must bake, I must clean, I must wash. Like swear words. I don't know how to pack the dishwasher. I don't know how to pack the washing machine. I put all the clothes together and they all came out multicolor. This white kurta became blue and red. They all didn't tell me how to pack the washing machine. Nobody taught me these things. What the father will say, we'll get you two maids. We'll sort it out. That is not the solution. This is the solution. By 15, 16, they already know about life. Then they wake up call for the father and mother. Then they get involved after that. Then you tell them, they break it off. But the reality is, she's got feelings in her. Father can't understand my 16, 17-year-old daughter feels, by being a bit open-minded, brothers, that she's got feelings for a man right now. She wants to be with a man. You still got time, you're still young, but she's telling you, the young boy is telling you, I want to get married. I got feelings in me. Now how does a parent kill the feelings? And it's happening, my dear brothers. After 25 years of marriage, 30 years of marriage, my brother comes to us, he says, finally I got on phone call, I'm married, 4 or 5 children. And I had, so to say, someone in school at that time, The first would be called the first love of my life. And then I get a phone call. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Yes, alhamdulillah, who's calling? She gives her name. She gives her name and he says, the old feelings come rushing back into my heart. Those were the school days. What you doing? What you up to? And then she says, I just got divorced, having a difficult life. Husband left me behind. And can you help me out? So the old feelings come together. Come back again. It's always the thought is, if only I married her. If only I married her, now I'm in taklif with this first wife. Now the old feelings, we knew one another. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, but this is happening in the community. One answer told me a few days ago. Now many of us, we are in our own lives, we are busy. Youngster says by grade 10 already, Mufti Saab, the girls already are booking their husbands by grade 10. This is the man I want to get married to. The same daughters in our homes, we're sending them to these institutions. They're exposed, they have the cell phone. We trust them. By grade 10 already. Why? What's the reason? Why are you already booking your husband from now? So we are going to get married. So we can start talking from now. It's just so haram. Such a big, we're going to get married. And if parents say no, then by grade so and so we'll make our nikah quietly. Why? We know all the masail. We just need two witnesses, mayor is there, and the boy makes a proposal, the girl accepts, nikah is done. We know the masla already. Then we can have a big thing the after. There's a car that is blocking Kia, DF10PD, a red color Kia. On the top parking, DF10PDZN. Please remove your car, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala protect us, but these are realities happening in our society, my dear brothers. We have to become very chokanna, very alert. And the exposure our children are experiencing right now, with the places we are going to, now Qurbani time, we hear ulama ikram speaking. And most of the time we ask the youngsters, where you saw the girl, where she saw you, whether it was in school, or some fair, some tournament. How you went there? My parents took me. And I saw the girl, or I saw the boy. It was my cousins, or my friends, so and so. And the contact was made. And then the parents have no way to control you. The cell phone, there's no control. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to guide our families, to link them to ulama ikram, link them to the masjid, link them to the halqa of ta'aleem, where the iman can be safe. But that's one part of it, my dear brothers. When it comes to the nikah part of it now, when the proposal comes through, and the young boy, the young girl, they're happy to get married. Then, we hear this commonly also, proposal went through, now they come to the ulama, make the nikah quickly. And the brother's reaction, what's the rush? So I said, inna lillah, the hadith sharif says, rush with it. And you're asking, what is the rush? Hadith sharif says, rush with the nikah, with the janazah and your salah. Don't delay. Make the nikah quickly. And see the barakat of it. Nikah was a simple amal in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like two rakat salah. How we make wudu, put on our clothes, etc. and come for salah. It was ibadat. So nikah also is simple. But the more we delay, then the more complications, more extravagance, more spending. So the parents say, we're not ready as yet. So we say to the parents, you're already married. They want to get together. You're married, nikah is done already. The young boy, young girl, they want to get together. Why are you holding them back? They're losing time. You're already married. So it's about the parents being ready. They are ready to get married. Now for so many years, my girl was in my home, my daughter was in my home, my mind was clean. Now she saw a boy. Now she got inclination. But I'm delaying the nikah, not understanding that how much is she going to control her thoughts and her mind? How much he's going to control his mind and his thoughts? And the fantasizing and the thoughts of the haram. And is my guna my sin? Make the nikah. There's one part of it, the nikah is made. Allah Ta'ala guide us. And then the nasiha, the advice we give to the young bride. Unfortunately, we're not taking the teachings from the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the zal wajul walud al wadud. That marry women that will love you and they will bear children for you. On the day of Qiyamah, I will boast about the numbers of my ummatis. Now the parents are telling the young girl, don't have babies now. Just take it easy, you're still young. Don't have children now. That young mind of the girl is so pure, now we're taking her to a different realm. Birth control, contraceptives. Going against the teachings of Deen Islam. Where this concept came from? Yes, there are reasons where we can go to Ulama Ikram. Is this a Sharia excuse, valid excuse? But already now, from beforehand, the young boy comes and he says, Maulana, I can't have children. Not understanding, not knowing that the girl's mother is giving her the pull. One young boy thought it was smarties. And how many years he's trying? And the evil effect of it thereafter. Don't have children now. The tartib and the sequence of Shariat, my dear brothers, is that honeymoon starts for a couple after they have the children. After we have our children, and now they settle down, now we are free, now I know my wife. And she knows me, she knows my nakhras, she knows my moods, and I know what she likes, what she doesn't like. I know which buttons to press also. The beginning, I don't know. That is why my ustaz will tell us, that now the young couple goes on a holiday for 2 weeks, an extravagant holiday also. They go for a honeymoon. Two couples sitting on the moon eating honey. In 2 weeks time, he says the honey gets finished, we come back home, now the fight starts. Now the fight starts, everything is finished, now it's a reality. I thought now my whole life is going to be one Instagram couple. You're flying here and flying there. Now in the house things are flying around. I didn't know this is going to be a marriage. I thought it's going to be just one holiday. This is real life. Honeymoon says, after we are settled down, we had our children, that's how we are encouraged. مَنْ اِسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْبَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. Oh young man, if you're able to support a wife, get married. Have children quickly. By the time you're 40, 38 already, alhamdulillah, daughter was the firstborn, she's getting married already. Now the nanny, she's young enough to look after the daughter and the grandchild also. So this is a tartib in Shariat. When now to settle down, when to relax, when to have a honeymoon, so to say, is after all the children. Now she's young. What is happening now, my dear brothers? The young girls are getting married. The boy is still young also, not having children. So he thinks, now I still have my friends. Monday is pedal, and Wednesday is coffee, and Friday is something else. And she's bored. So she goes on to the cell phone. And now the whole day is coming up. She's not busy, nothing to do, and he's also got the friends still. Is that not a national tartib of life? National tartib and sequence of life is get married and start a family. She's still young, I'm still young. When we're young, we're having our grandchildren also. And ask those that had their grandchildren young, they say, it's true, it is like that. Now, alhamdulillah, we have the strength, we can run with the children, grandchildren also, we can play with them. Now I need to pick up here, drop off halfway, I still have the strength. Not gone old. I've been enjoying them. That is a tartib of Shariat. Start the family. So the husband, and we say to the young man, we say, if you don't keep her busy, she's going to keep you busy. So start the family. So she's busy with the child. She's making tarbiyat of the child. You're doing your work. You have to come home now. So this is a tartib in Shariat. How to have a good, solid dini home. Allah Ta'ala bless this couple with a solid dini home also. Give us the understanding, alhamdulillah, we have a complete package deal, which is called the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they made nikah, how they looked after the nikah, what kind of character they had at home. And there's only one ingredient, ulama say, to have a stable, happy home for the husband is, لا تغضب. Don't get angry. Just don't get angry. Just listen. This one very experienced person in nikah gave a youngster golden advice. He says, you are getting married, I give you one golden advice. Build a national highway from one ear to the other ear with no toll roads. Let it just go through. And carry on smiling like a mazur. Carry on smiling like a mazur, like something wrong with you. And just listen, let it go past. Let it go past. Don't take it to a heart. Don't let it go down. Because Allah Ta'ala wired their brains differently, Allah Ta'ala wired our brains differently. So we have the broad shoulders. Don't get angry. Don't get angry, and if you do get angry, go to the masjid. And it's normal. We'll just end with two incidents, my dear brothers. When it comes to the psychology of a woman folk, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam comes to the masjid, he's lying on the sand, on the ground. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam shakes him with his leg, Ya Abu Turab, O father of the sand, what happened? Say, Ya Rasulullah, we had some argument at home. or the queen of Jannat. What argument you should be having? Takes him back home and sorts everything out. Nabi alayhi salatu salam says to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Oh, my angry with me, I know when you are happy with me." "Oh, Nabi of Allah, how do you know?" He said, "When you are upset with me, then you take a qasam in the name of the Rabb of Ibrahim, my great-great-grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salatu, bi Rabbi Ibrahim. And when you are pleased and happy with me, then you say, bi Rabbi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Understand, my dear brothers, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah has given Nabi alayhi salatu salam the franchise of good character. You won't get it anywhere else. Quran explicitly says it. There's no one higher than you. Allah has given it to you. So the question comes with due respect and muhabbat. Oh, Honorable Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, what makes you upset about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But Allah has made them differently. Allah has wired them differently. The mind is different. So we have to understand, their minds will work differently. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. This one example, one doctor mentioned to me one time about how Allah Ta'ala wired the brains. He says, when men sit together, you will find that they have certain topics in their mind, boxes. They'll open the box of maybe SARS, close that box, open the next box, how many speeding fines I got, what speed I was doing, close that box, firearms will start, close that box, another box. And then there'll be a lull in the conversation sometime. But he says, this man, Allah Ta'ala, wired his brain like that. And for the human, Allah Ta'ala wired it differently. They can open all the boxes one time. Cooking, baking, children, in-laws, and they can speak it one time. And there's a special box, he says, in the man's brain, which they love. And the women folk just hate it. He says, that is the biggest box, it's called a nothing box. What you're doing, nothing, is problem already. And we love to do nothing. But Allah Ta'ala made man like that. He says, their mind is different. So this bull on a highway, don't get angry. Don't get angry. That is why we are saying over and over again, ulama-i-karam available. We have the programs. We have to link to the effort of da'wat and tabligh. The men go in the path of Allah. Go to the ulama-i-karam. Take nasiha, take advice. So we can have our nikahs according to the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala blesses nikah with the sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with muhabbat, mawaddat, and rahmat for one another, inshallah.